Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me for the broadcast today. Before I begin to share what the Lord has placed on my heart, I would like to take just a moment to pray for your needs, whatever you may be facing at this particular moment. God has seen the day. He knows the things that perhaps may be burdens on your heart. I'd like to pray for you, and then also that the Lord would anoint the word that I'm going to be sharing, not only the delivery, but the receiving of it. The Holy Spirit would make it pertinent to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for the privilege of sharing this time together. Lord, these moments are so precious. And Lord, I just pray you will pack every second with your purposes, your anointing, your significance to everyone who's listening. And Lord, I just want to pray now for those who may have had a really rough day, those, Lord, who are in the midst of trial and battle. Lord, I ask you to touch them right now, first of all, with peace in their mind. Lord, I ask you to just strengthen their faith. You've given them the faith they need. Lord, you are a just and a righteous God. You'd never put us in a situation that our faith is not equal to. And so I thank you, Lord, you who began our faith, you who finished and are in the process of finishing our faith, Lord, that wherever your beloved finds themselves right now, you've given them the faith. But Father, we pray for that ability, that strength, the courage to act on the faith that you have given, to rebuke the works of darkness, to continue to stand on the promises of your word, that they can see their heart's desires realized. I take authority over the works of darkness, Satan. I rebuke you, the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. And Father, I loose resolution, I loose provision. And Father, those that are struggling with physical battles right now, I ask you to touch them in their body. I take authority over pain in Jesus' name. Lord, pain is an enemy. It has come with sickness and death and all the things that sin brought. But Jesus paid the full price through his suffering and death at Calvary. And I release, Lord, healing. I thank you, Lord, for deliverance now in Jesus' name. And Lord, as we go into the word, I thank you for your anointing. Help me to be able to share and deliver in ways that will really speak to every individual heart. And Holy Spirit, only you can make that happen. So we pray, Lord, that you would just touch those who are hearing your word, hearing what you would have me bring forth, that it would be pertinent to their lives, not just some theory or just some general truths or principles, but Lord, that it will impact and even change their lives. Because Lord, what I'm sharing, even though it's very practical, it's going to, if we will follow through, will make a huge difference in our lives. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Praise God. All right. Now, having shared all that, what I'd like to talk about is establishing priorities. And what's a priority? I always like to start with at the very beginning. What is a priority? Well, by definition, it is something, anything, that would take precedence, as in importance. It also can mean superiority in rank, position, or privilege. And I think the focus really is on this first aspect, something that takes precedence, something that is important to you. And it's related to our values. What is the most important thing in your life? And for those of you who are serving the Lord, I trust it is to please the Lord, to walk in a way that's befitting you, the godliness and the attributes of a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm talking about establishing priorities. Why should we choose them? Why is a priority important? Because, beloved, where you're at right now, look, just take a moment and think about your life, not only just spiritually, but in terms of mentally, emotionally, or even physically. Your present position, to a great extent, is determined by your previous thinking and past choices. Now, let me give a disclaimer. Sometimes it is true the things that we have experienced, we have no responsibility over them. Things have happened to us, and we have had to just adjust our lives to accommodate that. Someone could have had, for example, Johnny, who had this terrible accident when she was a young person. Well, that's a reality, but she has certainly adjusted her life. She has established priorities around her situation, and she's been a blessing to countless thousands of people and has led a beautiful and productive life. And so even for someone that is a paraplegic, beloved, they can make choices. So yes, we're limited to some degree, but what I want to focus on is the areas in which we do have the ability, the things that we can make the choices on, and how we can adjust our thinking. How can we have God's best, beloved? It's by determining our priorities. And you know, especially in today's world, or even among Christians, it's possible to blame others, such as maybe those who are responsible in our lives, our parents, our husband, the boss on our job. But beloved, what I want to focus on, again, hear me clearly, it's not those things we cannot change, but the things that we have the ability to change. We are governed by self-accountability. God holds us responsible for what we're responsible for. And that, you know, I don't care if you're an inmate in prison. Obviously, your lifestyle isn't going to be changing much. What happens to you is determined by the system. Doesn't matter how you got there. The fact is, that's where you're at right now. And that applies to even those who may be persecuted and in jail because of their Christian beliefs. Thank God we haven't quite come to that place in this country yet. It may come to that. However, at this point in time, you may be behind bars, yet your spirit is free. Your day-to-day activities may be ruled by what people are, you know, the authorities, yet your inner life is that of a free person. And there have been many testimonies, those who have been persecuted severely for Christ, tortured, yet their spirit man was free, and they kept the faith because God was with them, even in those difficult circumstances. So, having gone to the extreme, someone who's behind bars, beloved, if you're walking around free, a member of society, you've got a tremendous amount of freedom. And so I want us to be looking at setting goals in your life and looking at the days ahead of us. None of us know our future, but unless we are future-oriented to the extent that we have goals and priorities, we are not going to have a very effective or significant life. And God just holds us responsible to what He has for our lives. There are important considerations. Our values basically determine our priorities. What's of value to you? It should be, first of all, your relationship with the Lord, and then the relationships that are close to you. For example, your husband, if it's you're married, or your wife, or if you have a family, it is your family, including your children, especially minors. You have the responsibility to raise them properly, to do all you can, because they are a gift from the Lord. That's what Scripture says. And so we have, and then of course there's work priorities or ministry priorities, whatever those might be. You have to determine what's important to you. And 95% of success, beloved, depends not on education, not on abilities or talents, but on priorities. There's a little formula I like to share with you. Success is actually opportunity that has been met with preparation. Now, that might sound like a worldly formula, but if you will prepare, God will give opportunities to you, and this will allow you to be successful, whatever the venture is. For example, let me give you a scriptural command, an imperative. Paul says to Timothy, study to show thyself approved, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed. So what's the preparation? It's studying the Word of God. If you want to be able to become a minister, if you want to be an effective Sunday school teacher, if you just want to be an effective witness for Jesus, you have to what? Study to show thyself approved. And as you are faithful in that, God will provide opportunities. He'll open up a position in the church, perhaps to have a home meeting or to teach a Bible study. And as you do that, there will be God-ordained favor and success on whatever you're doing. So, well, my goodness, my time has just flown by, and we've just setting a stage, if you will, setting a foundation or background on how we can develop priorities. There are three ways we can do that. We also want to be looking at, in the broadcast ahead, some scriptural examples of priority, and then how actually to go about establishing priorities. And so, as I said, this is a very practical, we're going to be spending some practical time on these broadcasts so that we can actually affect our lives in a positive way. And I do hope you'll be able to be with me. Now, if you're needing prayer, if you're sensing you need prayer in these areas, the announcer is going to give our contact information. And I want you to know every letter that comes in, my UCM partners, I recognize handwritings and addresses. God has kept this ministry relatively small, so it can be personal to you. And there's not a lot of ministries where the head of the ministry is actually going to sit down and write you a letter. But God has blessed Unveil Christ Ministries in such a fashion. So I invite you to write and also to tune in tomorrow. And right now, the announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh.